Jazz singer Magos Herrera turned to Mexico's golden age of cinema for her new album. But as Beto Arcos reports, Herrera discovered some unexpected influences in the music.
Imagine you're a singer and a major record label gives you an opportunity to do an album of songs to celebrate your country's bicentennial. For Mexican singer Magos Herrera, it was a dream project. Herrera decided to record songs by composers who emerged in the heyday of Mexican cinema in the 1930s and 40s. One of those composers was Agustín Lara. Herrera says she was drawn to Lara's embrace of African roots in Mexico.
You can also see that he had a very strong view and acknowledgement of blackness in Mexico and how we were influenced by Africa in our culture, that it's something that it's not very obvious, right? We don't hear that much from Mexico. We can hear that very strong in Brazilian music, in Peruvian music, in Venezuelan music, but in Mexico it's not that obvious.
Here's one of Lara's popular songs, Noche Criolla, or Creole Night, a tribute to the port city of Veracruz on the Gulf of Mexico. Noche tibia y callada de Veracruz. Cuento de pescadores que arrulla el mar. Another Mexican composer that Herrera connected with was Álvaro Carrillo. She remembers listening to her father singing Carrillo's songs in the living room, but she says she didn't really know all that much about him.
When I started, you know, researching about repertoire of this era, Álvaro Carrillo was one of the great, beautiful surprises. He had this African background, and the way he wrote his lyrics were so poetic and so beautiful.
Magos Herrera moved to New York 3 years ago. The experience of living away from home has allowed her to see Mexico from a different vantage point. Herrera says this album is an effort to point out the richness of Mexican music.
And I really try to do that, to rescue this Africanism that we have in our culture, that really, if we could really dig into that.
This is the song Lamento Jarocho on Magos Herrera's new album called México Azul. The CD came out last week. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
Alma de jarocha que nació, morena, talle que se mueve con vaivén.
That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
Que se me